ExxonMobil is accusing a New York family of masterminding a conspiracy to undermine and harm its business. The oil giant says the Rockefeller family has used its wealth to bankroll and encourage politically motivated investigations and campaigns against it. Multiple reporting projects, many of them funded by Rockefeller family charities, have shown that ExxonMobil understood the dramatic effects of climate change and its possible global impact, even as the company minimized the threat. Writer David Kaiser is a fifth-generation member of the Rockefeller family and president of the Rockefeller Family Fund. He recently co-wrote an essay for the New York Review of Books addressing the accusations against ExxonMobil, and he joins us now this morning. David, thanks for joining us. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you. Good morning.
So you've acknowledged that your criticism, in your words, carries a certain historical irony, since much of your family's wealth was created through the John D. Rockefeller Foundation of Standard Oil, which became ExxonMobil. How do you reconcile that?
Well, to me, there doesn't seem very much to reconcile, honestly. I think that when my great-great-grandfather founded Standard Oil, the moral meaning of an oil company was completely different than what it is today. At the time, that really represented progress and alleviation from poverty. And today, big oil represents climate disaster and immense misery for humanity and really for all life on this planet. I'm quite confident that if my great-great-grandfather were alive today, he would be moving hard into renewable energy.
Now, you say that ExxonMobil knew for years about the impact of fossil fuels on climate change, but worked actively to downplay the information. You funded an investigative journalism project to look into it. Can you tell more about what you found in that?
Sure. So it's been known for quite a long time that ExxonMobil, or Exxon before the two companies joined, was a leader of the movement to deny the reality of climate change. Along with the Koch family foundations controlled by the Koch brothers, it was probably the other most significant player in that movement. What the recent investigative journalism discovered was that for the past 40 years, the company has internally acknowledged the reality of climate change and understood it very clearly, including its implications not only for the oil business, but for the planet. But instead of warning humanity about what it knew early or using its extraordinary resources, including human resources, to start moving into clean renewable energy, the company decided to protect its short-term profits in the oil business and to confuse the public about the reality of climate change so that they could continue pumping oil. Mm-hmm. And something that's important here is that it seems quite clear that Exxon's model in this was the long campaign by Big Tobacco to deny the danger of smoking. The reason we say that seems clear is that not only did Exxon copy Big Tobacco's strategy, it actually used many of the very same unscrupulous scientists and right-wing think tanks that Big Tobacco had used in its denial campaign for this climate denial campaign.
Now, your efforts have been criticized by ExxonMobil, which claims your different family foundations conspire to harm its business by encouraging the journalists to look for damaging conclusions. What's your response to that?
Well, it's so silly. First of all, a conspiracy means not only working with other people, but doing something illegal, and we haven't. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the larger situation again. We encouraged journalists to look into what Big Oil had known about climate change when. We didn't know what the conclusions would be beforehand, but we strongly suspected that they must have understood the reality of climate change because of the nature of their business. They need to be scientifically sophisticated. They need to be able to look into the future and project possible regulations that will affect their business. There's just no way they couldn't have known, is what we thought. And it turned out that we were right, but we didn't prejudge that, and we didn't know what these journalists would find, nor did we in any way control what they found or wrote.
Right.
We just
I was going to ask, what would you like to see ExxonMobil do now?
Well, first of all, I would like to see ExxonMobil's board order a full investigation into this long cover-up. It's really outrageous conduct, and any corporation with an ounce of integrity would be ordering such an investigation and holding to account those responsible for this long deception. Second of all, if we are to meet the targets of the recent Paris Agreement and keep global warming to less than 2 degrees, we have to move very, very quickly away from burning fossil fuels into an economy of clean, renewable energy. Exxon is an immense corporation with great human talent, and if they were to decide to, they could become a leader in this new clean energy economy. That's really something we'd like to see.
Okay, David Kaiser, a fifth-generation member of the Rockefeller family and president of the Rockefeller Family Fund, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.